Good morning, Sower Nation. Today is Saturday, August 1st, in the year of our Lord 2026. I'm Dan Wilt, and this is your wake-up call. It's another Holy Spirit story Saturday. And I, of course, have the privilege of joining us in our meeting with Jesus here each Saturday through the summer, where we're sharing testimonies, stories about how God uses ordinary people like you, like me, ordinary birds, as my wife calls them, just to step into the world as we know it, but with ears to hear what the Spirit's saying, eyes to see what the Father is already doing in someone's life, and then we're learning together how to partner with Him in that. And that's what these Holy Spirit stories are all about. So please continue to send them in. We're getting lots of stories in. We can only share a few this summer, but we're collecting them for the future. And you can send those in to seedbed.com/Holy Spirit Stories. We would love to hear your Holy Spirit story. All you need to do is talk a little bit about what happened, how it felt for you in that moment, what Jesus was speaking to you, and then what was the result in you and the person before you. A really simple story. We'd love to hear from you. Well, I'm ready to begin our meeting with Jesus with our wake-up call moment, and I hope you are as well on this beautiful Saturday. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Let's pray together our prayer of consecration as we begin today's meeting with Jesus. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, today's Holy Spirit story is called The Spirit Moves in the Animal Clinic. And I think you're going to love this one. And our scripture for today is from 2 Corinthians 1, verses 3 to 4. Hear the word of the Lord. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion, the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God. The word of the Lord. Consider this. As we come to today's Holy Spirit story, it comes to us from John Shaw, who is a follower of Jesus, another sower in our Sower Nation community, and he's also a pastor, and he's sharing with us a story that I think illustrates a number of things about welcoming Jesus to move through us, learning what it means to be an apprentice of Jesus. But one of the things I just want to highlight as you listen is note how John's suffering, what he has gone through, became an opening for the Holy Spirit to say, I want you to minister to someone who is going through the same kind of challenge that you've been through. And I love that point in the story because I believe that's often the way that God uses us. In my experience, I've seen that things I've suffered through, suffered in, suffered with, whether it's ongoing or it's in my past, there's nothing wasted, as we know, in the kingdom of God. And often, God will move us with compassion before someone, moving in the gentleness and the humility of Jesus, because we're connecting with something that they're going through. And I've found many beautiful moments of ministry have emerged from that. So I'm going to turn it over to sharing this story with John, and then I'll share a few things on the other side of it and lead us in worship as we move into the day. Well, hey, John.
Hi.
Glad you can join us today.
Good to be here and glad to be here with you.
Yeah. Well, I just love your story. I'm just so grateful. In this season of just collecting Holy Spirit stories, this stood out to me as one that It just had so many layers to it that really connect with what we've been looking at this summer with just responding to the Holy Spirit and leaning in. So why don't you just tell us about yourself and then we'll get into your story.
Well, I'm currently a pastor. I'm a pastor here in Nampa, Idaho at this time. Just I'm over discipleship. So I look at that as very much through Seedbed's eyes. Discipleship is apprenticeship. And it's about more than believing and behaving. It's beholding and becoming.
Yeah.
And so I'm always working towards helping shepherd people towards that place in their life, understanding who they are in Christ, and then repeat and start again with somebody else themselves.
That's it. So good.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you share your story with us? I want to just say to everyone in Sower Nation listening, I want you to find yourself. Not exactly in the story John's sharing, but find yourself in your life where you have these kinds of moments that open up in front of you, places you maybe didn't expect yourself to be, and yet there's a sense of prompting from the Holy Spirit to do something. So, yeah, go for it, John. Love to hear your story.
Well, a couple of weeks ago, my wife and I, we got away for an overnight vacation. We needed an overnight just getaway. Being a pastor is a little bit of a busy schedule. So when you can get them, you take them. And so we took a night away and we needed to board our recently adopted pit bull named Petey. Yes, he does look like the dog from Little Rascals. But when we returned from our overnight stay, we noticed he was kind of coughing and tremoring a little bit. And it went on and went on. And into the next afternoon, it was still happening. So that was concerning me. And mostly because we had, over the last 8 to 10 years, we've lost 4 of our deer, fur babies, as we like to call them. Mm-hmm. And so we were a little concerned that this could be a medical issue and we probably should be on top of it sooner than later. And so we headed over it was a Saturday. So we headed over to the local pet ER near us. Mm-hmm. And as we came in, we got set up and we started doing our paperwork. And my wife and I noticed there was this couple near us and they had arrived before us and they had a cat in a carrier. And we have a cat as well. We're cat and dog people. And anyhow, we noticed them and sitting in the corner between them was the cat. We filled out our paperwork. As I was doing that, my wife conversed with them a little bit and got to know their story. And just really got to listen to them and really empathize with them that the cat wasn't feeling well and needed some pretty emergent care. And then we asked them all the questions that we had been asked in the past, and it just kind of naturally flowed. We empathized with them because we had lost 2 cats and 2 dogs over the last 8 years. Wow. And about 20 or 30 minutes passed. And Petey, we took him out for a walk, but he really wasn't expressing any more of those conditions, coughing or tremoring or anything. And we thought, well, maybe he's doing okay. Maybe he's got it out of his system, whatever it is. Let's go back inside and have him double checked before we leave. And so we came back in and my wife decided to go ahead and head to the car. So I came in, got him checked out. He was good to go. And as I pivoted to leave, I saw the couple again and their concern was still pretty intense. And there was this pause, Holy Spirit, nudge. Okay, I'm going to step forward. And I am naturally an extrovert, so that's not for everybody. But for me, it fit. And I walked up to them and reintroduced myself. And I said, I'm a local pastor. Would you mind if I prayed for you guys and your cat? And they immediately said, yes, please, please. That would be great. So I paused there again as we closed our eyes. And I laid my hand on the husband's shoulder and started to pray into them over their whole situation. I don't know what it was. They didn't give us all the details, but mostly for the Holy Spirit's comfort and peace to rest on them, to give them discernment, to give the veterinarians discernment on how to treat their animal, very loved one in their family. And my wife, as I said, was waiting in the car and I needed to leave. So I greeted them as I headed out and I just got to the door of the veterinarian clinic to leave. And I hear the wife, she'd gotten choked up during the prayer time. I was pretty teary-eyed. And I clearly heard her say, that was so sweet.
Hmm.
And I just went,
yeah.
In my head, I just went, God, thank you. I give you the glory. I mean, you did the work here. I just obeyed. Yeah. I paused and obeyed. And so I walked out at that moment sensing that God had spoken to them deeply.
Mm-hmm.
I provided them the peace and comfort that I'd prayed for, but he had also spoken to me in that moment, continuing to confirm my calling as a pastor who's gifted with spiritual gifts and exhortation and shepherding and showing mercy.
Mm-hmm.
It's all glory to him. It's all glory to God for our gain, for others' good, but it's for his glory.
So good,
that's,
John.
That's my Holy Spirit story.
That's a great story. Thank you. I mean, there are so many things I love about it. One of them is that often it's in a shared point of need. There's a shared point of suffering or difficulty, and people open to one another in those moments. And I find those are great moments to pray for or encourage, because there's a sense of knowing. We both know what this is like. And it sounds like in your conversation with them and then the prayer, they felt seen. You know, someone gets it. They're in the same space. I'd love to hear a moment about just, you know, we talked about earlier in the summer, all the things, and just kind of normalizing these prompts from the Holy Spirit. And how did it feel to you in the moment? What was that sense of inclination like? Is it something you've had before? Is it something that, you know, you just felt your own feelings about just leaving? Because that's something, you know, people talk about. It's like, well, I'm on a schedule. I've got to go. We've been here, you know. And yet this sense of there's something the Father's doing. Wait, just talk a little bit about that.
Well, there's been a mantra kind of in my heart for quite a while, and more heavily as of late, of the power of presence and to be here now.
Yeah.
We have chronos time that we keep this clock going all the time, right? I gotta go. Yeah, then there's kairos time. There's God's time, as they describe it in the Greek. And it's this timeless, just be here now and have a heart posture that says, God, wherever I go, I'm ready. I'm ready to be me, who you created me to be, to those that need you.
Yeah.
And then that's founded in Christ. Man, what a blessing and what a way to make a difference. And that's evangelism. Man, it's not complicated. It's simple. What's your testimony? What has Christ done in your life? And be ready to share it. Be ready to give a testimony for those who ask what the hope is in you. And it's not complicated. Mm-hmm. It doesn't take a theology degree. It doesn't require any of that.
Well, that's so good. Thanks for that, John. Well, Sower Nation, I just love if we could take a moment. Let's pray for John, a blessing on his life, and then I'll lead us into our reflection and our prayer in conclusion. So, Father, we give you thanks for John. We thank you for who you've made him to be, and we thank you for his readiness, as the scripture says, to carry the gospel of peace into these moments through presence, through a moment of prayer, through someone feeling seen. And we pray that you continue to give him more and more stories like this, that his life would become an accumulation of stories about how you moved through him to continue your ministry, Jesus. We give you thanks for him, for the story, and a blessing on him and his family. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Dan. I appreciate you.
Absolutely. Thank you, John. Well, I hope you enjoyed that Holy Spirit story today. What a deep encouragement that we can just be naturally supernatural on this journey, that we can recognize that the kingdom of God is wherever God's rule and reign is, and he reigns in the hearts of his people. And so when we take a hold of that commission with Christ to love others in his name, things happen. Memories in people's hearts can't be erased when God touches them in a moment in their lives. So let's join together in our prayer for today. Lord Jesus, when we have suffered loss, it often gives us eyes to see those who are in a similar situation. Open me up today to see those who are going through things that I have gone through. And give me both compassion in the moment and understanding, insight from your Spirit, so I can minister to them in your love. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. And here are our journal prompts for today. What physical, emotional, vocational, or other challenges have you faced that God may want to work through in the future? Do you know anyone who's going through that same kind of suffering right now? And if so, is there an opportunity to invite Jesus to minister through you in their life? All right. Well, let me just say this. When you take your journal and you begin to list out these ways that you've been challenged or that you've suffered, and again, it can be physically, emotionally, mental health, vocational, relational, it can be in many different areas. As you begin to get those, write those out, I would just encourage you, thank Jesus for each one, how it's changed you, been a way through which he has transformed your life, created greater dependence on him, stirred trust in you. And as you go through, let that list just not just be a suffering list or a challenges list. Let it be a list of, wow, God, we have come somewhere and you are growing me up, even if they're current challenges. What is it that you are doing in this where you want to show me more of who you are and how much you love me, and you want to show me where my own heart is at, what is yet to be healed and made whole, how I can become more truly and purely love in the world? As J.D. says, why not become fire? Why not become love in the world, the thing itself? So let's worship together with our Saturday song, Sanctuary. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Amen. Well, we have a day ahead of us where the Father is doing things in people's lives. Lord, give us eyes to see, ears to hear what you're already doing. We have our kingdom prayer, our traveling prayer with us in our heart. Your kingdom come, your will be done. And we have our kingdom question, always available. May I pray for you now? Could I pray for you in this moment? And we are those in whom the Spirit lives and through whom the Spirit works. So walk into the day with that confidence. Amen. Well, today, this is the good news. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Jesus is living in you and by the Spirit wants to move through you in the world today. He's going to give you eyes to see, ears to hear what the Father's already doing so that you can join him in it. You can partner. It's not you starting all of this. It's the Father starting it. We're learning to go with what the Father is already doing. And there is going to be a great abundance of gifts that God gives through you today and to you in the process. All right. Please continue to send in your Holy Spirit stories. We'd love to hear them, no matter how small. Remember, just tell us what happened. Tell us what God prompted you to do. Tell us how you felt in that moment as you did it, and then what God did as a result. And you can send those in at seedbed.com/Holy Spirit stories. All right. Let's get those seeds together, and I'll see you on the field and next Saturday. For The Awakening, I'm Dan Wood.